102.9 KBLX. Good morning, it's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today we are shining the light on the Lifehouse Agency out of San Rafael. Please welcome the CEO and president of Lifehouse, Nancy Dow Moody. Hello, Nancy.
Good morning, Sterling. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for being here, and thank you for asking. So tell us about Lifehouse. It's been around since 1954, serving the communities of the Bay Area. Tell us the basic mission of Lifehouse.
The basic mission is to support people with developmental disabilities and their families to be integrated in the community.
Okay, and integrated into the community, how?
Well, with allowing them to live independently in their own homes with support from our staff, and also to have jobs in the community and be able to make a living and be part of the fabric of their community.
And how do your clients find you, or how do you find your clients?
We have referrals from the regional center, which there are 21 regional centers in the state of California. So we serve the counties of Sonoma, Marin, and San Francisco.
So you're based in San Rafael, but you serve a lot of counties in the Bay Area.
Yes. And if someone is looking for services and would like to have that kind of support, if they contact their local regional center, they're able to be referred to an agency like Lifehouse.
When you say that your clients have developmental disabilities, let's try to paint a picture of one of a typical or atypical client that you serve.
Well, it could be someone with autism or cerebral palsy or an intellectual disability. Any of those would qualify for services. And those individuals, some of them have pretty severe physical disabilities in wheelchairs, who live in their own apartment and receive support from our staff 24 hours a day so that they can be involved in their community. Many of them go to work or a day program during the day hours and then come home to their own apartment. They have help in cooking their meals and taking care of their basic needs. We also have people who are quite independent and can live in their own apartment and get support a couple of times a week. Someone to check in. Have you paid your bills? Did you do your grocery shopping? Are you cooking healthy meals? That sort of thing.
And you say that you serve the client and their families as well, which has got to be a great offer of reprieve for the families.
Right. I think just by having an opportunity for that individual to leave home when they're an adult and to move into the community, like typically developing teens and young adults, that's a service to everyone.
Do you serve just adults or do you serve children? What age ranges do you serve?
Well, for residential support in the community, we do serve only adults. However, we have a teen program, and that group of people meets on a regular basis. We have one in Marin County and one in Sonoma County. So they do things in the community that they'd really prefer to do with their friends instead of their parents. So that's been a real support for families in our community.
Cool. I want to hear more about the teen program. Is it just, you know, once a week and they get together, and how does Lifehouse support it?
The one in Marin right now, I believe, is once a week. They go bowling and they go out to dinner. And the one in Sonoma County meets more frequently, about three times a week. And there's varied activities depending on the requests of the people that we're supporting.
You mentioned that you get referrals from the regional center. So if there's a KBLX listener who's listening now who would love to take advantage of Lifehouse's programs and services, you said the best way for them to reach out is through their regional center?
Right. So if it's San Francisco or Marin, it's Golden Gate Regional Center. And if it's Sonoma County, it's North Bay Regional Center. And you can find those both online. And of course, if you really are lost, give me a call and I can give you that information.
We're talking to Nancy Dow Moody. She is the CEO and president of Lifehouse. The website also where you can get more information is lifehouseagency.org. Their phone number, 415-472-2000. 2373. And you are located and based in San Rafael on Northgate Drive.
Yes.
But as you mentioned, you do serve also Sonoma and San Francisco.
Right. We do have an office in the North Bay as well.
Oh, in the North. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
In Roanoke Park.
Oh, okay. And do you have an opportunity or perhaps a vision to expand to serve like maybe the East Bay or South Bay? Or are there programs there as well already?
Well, there are other agencies all over California. And Lifehouse is growing quite a bit. We now serve about 300 people, and we employ over 300 staff mm-hmm. to support those individuals to be more independent. So we're growing quite rapidly, and I'm not sure that we'll expand to other counties because, of course, quality is the really important aspect of our work mm-hmm. and the training of our staff. And I think it's, you know, right now, I think we're doing fine with North Bay and Marin and San Francisco counties.
Yeah. So you're serving 300 people living in nine different homes in various apartments in Marin, Sonoma, and San Francisco. Is that correct?
Right, right. Okay. Most of the people live in apartments. We do have nine homes where we support people, but most of the people live in their own homes or apartments with roommates.
Mm-hmm. And roommates that you pair them up with?
Or? Yes, we try to help find people that they could live with. Sometimes they come with us and say, I already have a friend and mm-hmm. we want to live together. Mm-hmm. And we accommodate that if it's possible.
Mm. Lifehouse provides services like life skills training, community integration, advocacy, referrals, and information about resources for people with developmental disabilities in Marin, Sonoma, and San Francisco. Tell us a little bit more about life skills training, community integration, and I'm very interested about advocacy because I can only imagine some of the trails of paperwork that folks have to get through to just access resource and support.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I really did want to talk about is in order for people to live more independently in their homes, we have a new technology program that we've developed over the last year with the help from Peninsula Outreach Programs and Wells Fargo Bank through grants. And that program offers different technology to make people's lives easier. We have one individual, he loves music, he's very physically disabled, he's in a wheelchair, he has cerebral palsy, and he's never been able to even turn on his music independently. Mm. He needs to ask for assistance to do that, and with our new technology program and the special applications, he's able to now turn on his own music, go into his room, turn on his own music without assistance from staff, and that's what we've been able to offer him through this technology program. We are working on what is called a safe house or smart house. A smart house offers voice controls of lights and heat and will tell you when your laundry is done.
Oh, wow.
It will tell you, even after you've used your electric toothbrush, how you did, if you missed any places, what's left in your refrigerator. Mm. So for someone who has an intellectual disability or a physical disability, this really makes their life a lot easier and a lot more independent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a new program that we've been working on. And in addition to that, we're another thing that we're working on that I'd like to mention is a preschool program. We started, Lifehouse started as a preschool in 1954 with the work of parents who wanted education for their children with disabilities, and it wasn't available at the time. That program was absorbed by the Marin Office of Education. And so we haven't really been involved in an educational program like that for many years. Mm. And now what we're doing is we're collaborating with the Marin County Office of Education and Dominican University. And we're starting a classroom with typically developing children and children with special needs. And that's going to start in September of 2018. So we're really excited about that program. And there is not an integrated program in Marin County at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's time.
It's fun to go back and hear a little bit about the roots from 1954 and then see where how far you've come with the technology of today.
Right.
And I'm curious how you got involved with Lifehouse.
Well, I've been involved with Lifehouse now for 25 years.
Wow.
And I really hadn't expected that. When I moved here from Massachusetts, I had been working for the Department of Mental Health, and I had done some work with at Perkins School for the Blind. And I had started when I was 16 volunteering with kids with developmental disabilities. So it's what I've done my whole life. But when I moved to California, I had a newborn and took a few years off. And so when I applied to Lifehouse, I thought I would work part-time. And within a month, I was full-time, and I was the director of services. So programs is really where I started developing new programs and new ways of supporting people. And 10 years ago, I started as the CEO and president of Lifehouse. And I never really thought that I wanted that job, but I love the job. And it really is has been really exciting. We have a great team of people that I work with who are developing programs, new programs, and really the quality of our staff, I think, is what makes Lifehouse a little bit different. The enthusiasm and the interest that they have in really making lives better is really exciting.
Wow, 25 years later. And your newborn is now, what, a college graduate or what?
He's 27 and he just got married.
Wow, congratulations. So,
yeah. Thank you.
Well, we celebrate you and we celebrate Lifehouse. Lifehouseagency.org, again, is the website if you, KBLX family, are looking for support and resources for anyone in your family. And you have a big event that is coming up.
Yes,
This is an annual event you do?
It is an annual event, and this is the 27th event that we've had doing this. Mm-hmm. And this is the money that we receive from the state of California doesn't cover all of our costs. There is a gap. And in order to train staff and to really provide quality services, we need to do a lot of fundraising to close that gap. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have our annual funds, our campaigns, and that brings in money. But the Great Chefs and Wineries event brings in about half of what we need to raise, about $1 million a year. And that brings in a little over half of that that gap that we need to fill. Mm-hmm. And it's a really fun event. It's in April. It's on April 21st. In this year, 2018, and Huey Lewis is our honorary chair and has been for 25 years.
Nice.
So he's very committed to Lifehouse. It's wonderful to work with him. We have live music, and we have 25 restaurants and 25 wineries who donate their time and their food and their wine and come and support Lifehouse. We have about 500 people who attend. It's a really exciting, fun event. Mm-hmm. We have live entertainment and dancing and an auction. And we'd love to see you there.
All right, KBLX family, mark it down. The Peacock Gap is a beautiful golf course and country club in the Marin County area. It's in San Rafael. It's April the 21st. The event is running from 5:30 until you party out. And you can get more details about the 27th annual Great Chefs and Wineries fundraiser online at lifehouseagency.org. And again, KBLX family, if you need more information about the amazing services that Lifehouse provides, including life skills training, community integration, advocacy, referrals, and information about resources for family members with developmental disabilities, you can get more information at lifehouseagency.org or by calling 415-472-2373. And of course, they're in need of resources as well and are very happy to receive your donations. And there's a donate button on your website too?
Yes, there is.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Nancy Dow Moody, CEO and President of Lifehouse. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you for having us, Sterling. It's been really nice.
Absolutely. This has been KBLX Cares on 102.9 KBLX. I'm Sterling James. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know someone who is doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve a spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.